Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
Good morning, office mates. Hey, maybe everyone didn't get my memo about the hat rack. I like the top peg because then I can pretend my hat is the king of all the other lesser hats, including this sad fedora. There you go on the floor. All right to work. On goes the ambience and... Greetings, content vampires. The podcast you are about to hear is not real. It's not even sorta real and sloppily researched, like Serial. Come on, Sarah Koenig, do your homework. So don't fall for believing in realities beyond your own when you can, you know, not. Here's something way less important. You're almost out of time to get tickets to the two Magic Tavern live shows in Indianapolis on Friday, August 2nd. The 8 and 10 p.m. shows will be completely different. And the 10 p.m. show includes a game of werewolf. How's that for a Venn diagram of impenetrable paradigms? For info and tickets about the August 2nd Indianapolis shows, go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and click on the live shows tab or go directly to butlerartcenter.org. But now, the ocean beckons. So sit back, breathe deep of the salty air, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Some time ago, I fell through a dimensional portal.
Sorry, let me get this seagull on.
Oh,
here.
Sorry.
Shoot.
Chunk, should I ask you, how much should I explain that we're on a boat during the intro to this podcast?
I think the seagulls and the waves.
They can hear it.
Yeah.
They can hear it. Also, it seems so cool being on the deck of this boat. Like, do you think the sound is going to pick up? Like, is there too much wind? Are people going to be able to hear? Like, I don't want to lose the audio on an episode.
Yeah. Well, the microphone is covered by the wood, the sides of the boat, right? The sides of Stephanie?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know how microphones work, but I assume that's good.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Cool.
I'm sure.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to wipe that shit off your head?
There's shit on my head?
There's a sequel that just...
Oh. We'll get to it.
I thought this season was about action.
I know, but it's about just moving forward. It's like, we are moving forward on our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. We don't have time to stop and wash shit out of our hair or change our pants ever.
Okay, all right, I'll leave you to it.
Okay, great. Hey, hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Some time ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon. Somehow I'm still getting a weak Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, which I use to upload a podcast, not just chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord of this world, but a podcast that I believe will help save the world of Foon. Also, we're on a boat right now. Hey, I am joined as always by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Baby don't know.
Baby don't know. And I see that even though we're at sea, you're taking very good care of your giant egg.
Eggy baby, don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've swaddled it in some sort of woven tapestry just to kind of keep it safe. Also, I'm fearful that if it drops in the water, it might hard boil.
Yeah. Is the water hot?
Do you know how to hard boil an egg, my man?
I mean, I vaguely do.
You put an egg in water and it boils.
Does it? Have you ever?
Well, it's hard to boil. That's why it's called hard
boil. Oh, I see. Hard to boil eggs.
Yeah. So yeah. If you just put a
why egg, won't this
if
egg?
If you put an egg in hot water, it's called a boiled egg.
Oh, yeah.
If you put it in cold water, it'll eventually boil, but yeah. It's hard. So it's hard to boil.
Yeah. That makes sense. Hey, I have a question. Chun, you suspect that inside this egg is a child of yours? Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It was born from the explosion of my newlywed husband.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But do you have any, a timetable for that? Hmm. You've been carrying around this egg for, half
a
year.
Yeah,
a while.
It's got a few cracks and a few dents in it.
Yeah, those cracks can't be a good sign.
Well, it means maybe that there's an opening soon.
Sure. Does it make this noise? Is there any kind of sign that anything's going on?
No. When I put my ear to it, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. Just like egg sounds, squelches and squeaks.
Oh, that's not nothing.
Oh, then I guess there is something.
Yeah. Also, I'm a little nervous. These seagulls keep circling this giant egg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they want to eat it.
Oh, they want to eat it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Birds love to eat eggs.
Yeah, I didn't know if they thought it was their prophesied ruler. This is a big egg.
Excuse me?
It's a big egg. Maybe
do you know something about seagull prophecy?
No, but
Usador.
Yes.
You love birds.
Hey, I love birds.
Do you love seagulls?
Oh, I love seagulls.
Do you know any prophecy about seagulls will circle a giant egg thinking it's their...
Prophecies are a dime a dozen, but yes, I do know. What is it? The seagulls circle and circle waiting for their king. This shall be a large egg-shaped thing. The seagulls are happy and wait for him to live. And then
I've heard enough.
Lives
you gotta
they
say
certainly will give.
Not enough prophecies use the evocative word thing.
Well, some prophecies it's not clear. You know, the professorial third eye isn't clear.
Oh,
you're trying in the third eye.
You're trying to unpack the prophecy.
Yeah,
what could it mean? Ooh, thing. It could mean so many things.
A blurry man approaches.
This is why I hate prophecies. They're vague and they're stupid, and only about a third of them come true.
Well, we're on the high prophecies, and we're three boon companions.
We're high as fuck.
We're stoned as hell, and we're looking for lovers and fighters. Is that what we're looking for?
We are trying to build up an army to defeat the Dark Lord. We are on a diplomatic mission, but also we are on a secret mission.
We're the Silent Eye.
We're part of the Silent Eye with a mission to take down the Dark Lord, and we're looking for... What's that book called again, Usador?
The Book of Sight.
The Book of Sight. That's the book that makes the Dark Lord. Mm. If we can find that book, then it's probably... easy to defeat him, probably. Just find that book, and it's like a magic button. It's like, bonk, everything's done.
I can't believe I ne'er thought to do this myself.
Hold up. Do earth buttons go bonk?
What?
You said it, press a button, and it goes bonk. That's what earth buttons sound like?
Yeah, some of them just go easy.
Earth buttons are easy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So what are we going to record our episode on deck here?
I guess so, yeah. I think people probably be interested in learning what life at sea is like. Ron, Stephanie, the boat.
Should we go into the saloon in the tummy of Stephanie?
I don't know. We've done that, right? We spent so much time
like
in taverns.
Yeah.
Clearly, we don't do our best work while we're drinking.
Yeah, and I think Rodney might have been trying to lead us astray, since I think he was upset that we were boarding his ex.
Yeah.
So let's just record it out here.
Let's record it on deck.
Here, let me throw this net overboard, and we'll see if we can catch a guest.
I don't want to interview one of the bears again.
They're just snoring the whole time.
They're snoring.
You know, some of them have been waking up.
Well, that's good.
That's kind of scary.
Well, that helps, though, if they know how to run the ship.
Yeah, because we've just been loosely adrift.
Yeah, do we know what direction we're sailing?
I think north, because, we're going straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's north, right?
Well, yes, we're headed north now. I know enough about sailing to make sure that we are all on the correct path.
Usador, you've just been running around this boat, doing boat things.
Yeah, what's with this new hat?
Well, this is my captain's hat.
You look like Donald Duck.
What's that?
It's a sailor duck back on my world. Also,
this
you're not wearing pants, man.
Well, I know. That's the best way to sail, is to shorten your robe so it's right above your waistline.
Mm-hmm.
Wear nothing below your legs. Wear a tiny captain's hat. And just run around, tying things together, spinning wheels, battening things down. Certainly we shall find our way to our destination if we are capable and certain.
Ooh, whoa. The net's struggling.
What the hell?
Arnie, help me pull this up.
This is very rude.
Oh, a turtle.
We caught a talking thing.
Hello?
Oh, hello. From the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. This is my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bing bong.
This is Usidor the Wizard.
Hello.
I'm sorry, what is happening?
Yeah, are you all right?
I think I'll be fine. Oh no, is this the cruise?
The cruise?
I'm late to a cruise. I was on my way.
Oh, I saw on the ship's
roster?
Yes, that they pick up a few cruisers who just enjoy sailing and taking in the sights. What is your name, young lady?
Oh, young lady, that's very kind of you. My name is Hildy Shiblin. Maybe you've heard of me, maybe not.
Absolutely not.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Except for the captain's log, I guess.
Right here on the manifest, Hildy Shiblin. Well, welcome aboard, Hildy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Usidor, where was manifest when I was fucking struggling to say...
I was looking for
now
manifest.
Now I feel like an asshole.
I'm sorry.
I was trying to help you out. I said roster. You were sitting on manifest?
No, I wasn't sitting on it. I was looking for it.
So, Hildy.
Hello.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Hildy.
Hildy Shiblin.
Yes?
You can cruise on this ship if you like. Let me get this net off you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that was terrible in there. It was a trap, but see-through.
I never thought about that. Arnie, can this be our guest?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Hildy, would you mind if we interviewed you a little bit about your life?
Well, no, it would be your pleasure because there's been a lot of life I'd like to talk about.
Oh, good. Well, then let's start off in the very first question, just to be polite, is how old are you?
Oh, well, thank you for being so polite.
Always ask a woman her age.
Oh, sure.
I love to talk about it because I'm thousands of years old.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm actually the oldest lady I know, not to brag.
Welcome. We are so glad to have you here, and we're so interested to learn about the wonderful stories you must know
as an elder turtle
of Foon.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't go on land a lot anymore because my legs are a little... I haven't gotten my talons clipped in some time.
Oh.
Yes. People say I'm disgusting.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I don't know if I would agree with that assessment. I think you're very charming.
You're interesting.
And interesting and a total polite.
You're definitely very turtly, but I wouldn't say you're
disgusting. Well, thank you so much. I just got my shell polished.
Oh.
Would you like to see it inscribed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can't quite make out the inscription. What does it say?
Oh, it's an ancient curse.
Oh.
Yeah.
What happens if we hear the words of it?
Oh, well, do you value your afterlife?
My afterlife?
Seems a ways off.
Yeah.
I might risk it. What does it say?
Oh, it says, he who climbs atop this back will die forever, live and lack.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that the full inscription?
Well, I can't see my back.
That's fair.
That's
true.
What does it mean to die forever?
Well, I assume that this blackness would come down and then you would never know anything ever again.
Hey, you seem to know a lot about it.
Well, that's because I've died before and come back to life. I, at one point, was an angelic creature from beyond the known universe, and then a conspiracy of birds and wind and rain and fire decided there must be a champion in Foon, and thus Usidor was thrust upon the world.
Yeah, Usidor died a while back, but then he just came back. It was a little deflating.
He was also a vampire for a while.
Really?
Yeah, you should check out our back catalog.
I've had a hell of a life, but now I'm walking around on a boat without any pants.
Funny how things happen. Well, you just checked out my back catalog, so it would only be nice if I gave yours a little look.
Oh, thank you.
Usidor, that's funny. I've never heard your name before.
Oh, you've never heard of me.
Have you ever heard of Twofer?
Twofer.
Wait, no. Wait.
Twif.
Have you ever heard of Lutz? What is that name?
Twif.
I'm trying to remember.
Twif. Liz Lemon? Twif. Yes, Twif is what I've heard of you called.
Yes, the blue wizard Twif.
Oh, my goodness.
Here I am, before you now.
Well, Twif is what we call you if you're floating at the top of the water, but you want to know what we call you when you're down at the bottom of the sea?
Oh, I don't think I know this one.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Wow, you're highly revered down there.
Oh, kiss the girl?
Excuse me?
No, I'm just guessing. I don't know why.
Oh, no, down there you're called Flotus.
Flotus?
Ooh, yes. Well, it's short for he who floats among us.
Oh, they know me as Flotus. How wonderful.
Yeah, actually, we've heard a lot about you. We love your songs.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I'm well known for my songs.
Yeah, we don't get enough of your songs, or we cut them for time.
You cut my songs for time?
Yeah, you're
I sing a song every single episode.
They're awful.
Oh, yeah. No.
And so long.
They must sound better underwater.
Oh, they're incredible underwater. A lot of things are better underwater. You know, the sound, it warps, it warbles, it's incredible.
Ooh, I wonder if I put my Eggy Baby underwater if it'll sing a song.
Maybe.
Careful, it might boil.
No, that's true. Never mind.
Oh, have you been to the hot part of the sea?
Ooh, there's
no.
A hot sea.
Oh, there's a hot sea. Yeah. You have to be very careful.
Have you been?
I've been, but only on vacation when I've been very good.
Ooh, details. Or how's the hot sea differ from the regular sea?
Oh, well, all different kinds of creatures live over there. There's the tentacled scorp, who, of course, is very dangerous, but only when he's hungry.
Yes, you don't want to mess with a tentacled scorp.
Yeah, I dated one once, and let me tell you, it's not worth it, not even for the stories.
How long of a relationship was it?
700 years?
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that for you? Is that considered like a one-night stand for other people?
Well, for me, it was sort of medium. You know, are you moving into my shell? Are you going to go? Eventually, right. Yeah, the tentacle scorp, they got
to
be by themselves.
Long enough to get to, like, that 700-year itch.
Exactly. He had met all of my friends. I had already plotted where our eggs would be laid. Yeah. It was terrible. But otherwise, the hot sea is, you know, I would recommend it.
Oh, well, it sounds delightful. It sounds relaxing. Just perhaps bathe in a warm sea, if it's not too hot.
Oh, it's hot.
Oh, it's hot?
Yes.
How hot?
How do I put this? How soft are your hands?
Well, my hands are very soft.
Where is this going?
I put lotion on my hands every single day.
Okay, if you're a lotioner, then I would recommend that you don't go over there.
Really?
Your soft skin will boil right off of your bones.
Oh.
But if you're a bone person, swim away.
I have bones under my skin. Does that count?
We'll test on you.
I'm going to get into this very hot sea and see what happens to me.
No, you'll
Why
be
not?
A bone person.
Well, that's fine, perhaps. Maybe you'll unlock some secret potential, some magic I did not know existed that will help us defeat the Dark Lord.
No, I think you're maxed out.
Oh, all right.
And also, honestly, sometimes you just flaunt the fact that you can't really die. It's kind of not fair to all of us people who can very much die.
Oh, well, I'm just trying to learn things about myself so that I can be a more effective wizard.
You can't die either, Floaters?
Oh, well, it's very difficult to kill a wizard.
Like, how difficult?
Well,
sing that song about it.
If you want to kill the wizard, you have to go to school, because wizards are awesome and they totally rule.
And we're back. I'm sorry that
we had to cut
some of that.
That went on for so
long. That was a very long song.
All the bears are awake now. All the bears.
Well, I'm sorry. I just wanted to sing my song. But I am glad to meet all the bears. They're very nice. And Hildy, you're a delight as well.
Oh, thank you. It's in a turtle's nature to be very nice.
Well, now that you're on this cruise, what are you hoping to do? You just want to get some sun? Do you want to see the sights? What have you always wanted to do as a vacationer?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have been working for most of my life, as you can imagine.
Oh, yes.
There was a few years, you know, when I was really tight on coins, and I would, I'm not proud to admit this, but I would pierce the bottom of ships. And, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. I was working for a bad person.
So you would pierce the bottom of ships to rob them?
Yes. First, sink the ships. You've heard of sinking ships?
Yeah.
Okay. And then they'd go...
You're on one.
What?
I'm sorry?
I mean the podcast.
Oh, sure.
You'd pierce the bottom of a ship, and then once it gets to the bottom, then, of course, everyone can do their work on it.
So do you have, like, a team?
For smaller ships and for lower-level employees, you work on the team, but eventually, if you move up the ranks, you can accomplish missions by yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so eventually I got to do some pretty big ships. You heard of the sinking of SS Flargum?
Ooh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Well, this is not a proud moment. I was you have to believe me. I'm a very nice person now, okay?
I believe you.
Yeah, look, you're very old, so.
And you have a little hat that has a little flower growing out of it.
And thank you for saying that. Oh, so you noticed.
Well, it's hard not to. It's a very big flower.
Well, there's dirt in my head, and that doesn't come easily for someone who lives underwater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, I sunk the SS Flargum. So that was me.
What does the SS stand for?
Something, something.
Oh, yeah. A little something, something.
So you got a little something, something.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Who are you working for exactly?
You said it was a bad person.
Yeah.
Was it the worst person? The Dark Lord?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Arnie.
Oh, was it Arnie?
I hope it wasn't me.
I don't think it was you. It was a remote employer. We never got to see his face.
Oh.
It was more you'd be at the bottom of the ocean and it would quake.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how you knew that there was a message in the bottle.
Oh.
And the message in the bottle would usually tell you which ships you had to hit. So that's how I hit the something-something flargum.
Oh. Message in a bottle sending out an SOS.
No, an SS.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
What a mysterious person this is. It could have been the Dark Lord or some other agent of evil.
The Was Dark it? Lord?
Yes, you see, we're a part of the Silent Eye. A society of people committed to destroying evil in all its forms. And the most evil form that has ever been coalesced here in Foon is that of the Dark Lord.
And we all have these cool coins.
We have these cool coins.
Yeah, that's mostly why we joined the Silent Eye. They gave us these cool coins. So we can be like, we're a part of the Silent Eye.
Oh.
Yeah, there's an eye over here, and then there's a finger to the mouth to indicate silence.
For many years, I've tried to put together a quest to defeat the Dark Lord, but the Silent Eye, it turns out, was already working on it.
Yeah, we were in Hog's Face for a long time, thinking we were making progress, but apparently this whole society of the Silent Eye was working to defeat the Dark Lord. So we're just kind of hitching our start their way.
And I'm come up with some other names. We were like, let's be like, you know, like the Knocking Fist or like, what are some other ones we had?
The Whispering Eye, but then we Googled that and uh-oh.
Oh, yeah? Found out what Google was? I was horrified when I heard. You know how much they know?
Well, how much?
Everything.
Oh.
Captain Google. He's sailed around the world hundreds of times.
Oh, yes. Have you heard of Captain Google?
He's a navigator.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He used to be on Safari, and then he went in a navigator.
Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I've heard people talking about Captain Google, and at first everyone was like, love Captain Google, can do no wrong, makes everything better
for
everybody.
His ship is made of chrome.
Terrifying.
Ooh. But then people were sort of like, uh-oh, Captain Google, he knows too much about me and everybody.
Also, his hangouts, not great.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? Oh, for a long time, we had received missions to sink Google's chrome ship, but it turns out it's impossible to pierce.
Yeah. But he invented flushing toilets with his YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
is and that
also,
true?
Also docs.
What?
Docs, Google Docs.
What are you talking about?
Wait, you got doxed?
No, Google.
Do we have to put the boat on the dock?
Google's ship, yeah, would go
I
on
hate
the dock.
Getting doxed.
Yeah, cheats.
It has been wonderful to be up here on the beautiful sea as the day brings the sun down and we listen to the beautiful songs of the seagulls. But I have to ask you, Hildy, would you like to join us for a drink in the saloon right after we take a break?
Oh, well, I usually don't as long as the sun is up, but
girl,
if you're buying...
Girl, you're on vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, Flotus. Oh, well, okay. Oh, don't tell my husbands.
Oh. More about that right after the break.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're back, and I'm sorry to say you, sir, we do have to cut that song.
Ah.
A lot of it didn't rhyme.
Yeah.
Well, not all songs have to rhyme.
Most songs. Good songs.
Yeah.
When you're happy and you know it, clap.
And we're back. I'm sorry we had to cut that song as well. Got into a lot of guttural sounds and flopping.
I can't believe none of my songs have made it into the show.
Oh, that's incredible because we say some over our eggs so that we pray they hatch. We use your songs as prayers a lot underwater.
That's so lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hildy.
Underwater songs as prayers?
Underwater songs as prayers.
Oh.
Underwater songs as prayers?
It's not a puzzle. I'm just talking.
Underwater songs as prayers.
Underwater songs as prayers.
Yes. Wait, you gotta come sometime, huh?
Guys, we gotta get out of the saloon.
This salt water is good, by the way. Thank you.
Oh, that's for cleaning your hands.
Oh.
Oh, you can drink it if you like.
Oh, okay. Like three in.
Do turtles... This is going to sound so ignorant and rude. Do turtles have gills?
You know, when I think about it, then it makes it hard for me to breathe at all. So, am I doing it now?
You're breathing, yes.
Okay, so...
Yeah, I mean, you're still alive, so I assume something's happening.
Well, yeah,
going right.
I think I'm breathing all the time, but tell me if I'm wrong.
I'll keep an eye on it.
Okay, thank you. Whew, there's too much to remember, honestly, in a day.
Yeah, so speaking of too much to remember, how old did you say you were?
Oh.
Thousands of years?
I'd say give or take thousands of years old.
Just because I'm curious about the beginnings of Foon, being a semi-magical creature myself, I'm just curious about the foundations and the beginnings. What's the first thing you remember?
Well, you know, the thing about turtles that's really hard is...
The shell?
The shell. Mm-hmm. So first I was in a shell.
Mm-hmm.
Was anyone here born in a shell?
I was not born into a shell.
Okay.
No, but you know, actually, Chunt has a giant egg that may have his offspring in it, and that's in a shell.
But it could be dead. It could be a ghost
in a
shell.
No, don't say that.
I'm just saying. It's a possibility.
A ghost in a shell? But so you've heard the song?
Oh, there's a song?
Yes.
When you're a ghost and you live in a shell.
And we're back.
It's very long.
Can I be honest? That's the one song I wish we hadn't cut.
Yeah,
that was
good.
Amazing. That you stuck the landing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could rhyme so many words with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I was curious what that word was. I didn't know the four of us could just launch into some sort of semi-choreographed dance.
Yep, but we cut it.
It's nailed instinctual.
It. Mm-hmm. So you were in a shell. You got out. Do you remember anything about the terrain? About was anybody else around?
Oh, actually, cool thing about getting in on the ground floor of Foon was actually just how much face time we had with Fu'u and Un and all the goddesses beyond that, not just the ones in charge of creation, the ones in charge of maintenance and repairs. Tech. Yeah. So it was really, it was an incredible time. Everything's a little grayer now.
Tech? Oh. What was the goddess of tech?
She said tech 1-2 all the time, and that's how I learned numbers.
Oh. She also wrote a series of uninspired novels.
Oh, I haven't read them.
Yes, they're mostly about a kind of a boring war, tech war.
Hmm. Huh. I'm not familiar, but you know,
let's move on.
So you got some FaceTime with the goddesses.
Yeah, that was pretty incredible.
That's amazing.
We got to put in a lot of requests, which of course you can't do anymore. But at the time, it was really exciting. Actually, my personal favorite is a starfish. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah.
I mean on TV, which is something on my world. Like a painting. Like imagine there was a moving painting in your home, and every day you'd come home and watch 4 or 5 hours of it.
Oh, so you do know the ghost in the shell?
Oh, I guess I do.
Yeah, scary.
So, Arnie, a starfish is when 5 fish catch their tails together, and they just start to morph into one creature. So it's imagine a star, 5-pointed star, but each point of the star is a fish's head. And then their body has merged into one body.
Oh. And eventually they spin so fast that the water swirls all around them, and that's actually how holes are made.
How holes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that.
That's where all holes come from.
You know that hole in your pants?
Yeah.
This is from a starfish.
Tiny starfish. So, sorry.
I just thought that was friction.
No.
You know that,
starfish.
You know the other day when you sort of got a tummy ache?
Yeah.
Starfish in his intestines made a little hole.
They made a little hole in there because they live in my intestines.
No, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm mad at them, but I'm not going to kick them out. They pay rent.
Can I ask, from my experience talking to very old people, it seems like the best approach is just to be like, hey, tell me about the olden times.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie, that's what I
thought that would work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I talked about your first memories, but yeah, what are the big differences from old Foon to new Foon?
Oh, well, old Foon, everyone was a lot nicer, you know? We hadn't...
When talking to an old person, here's what I like to do?
Right, which of course is
a
great
honor.
Or
interrupt them when they're talking. Sorry, I've meant
that. I don't interrupt people.
Yeah. Well, respect your elders. Respect your thousands of year elders.
Thank you.
She is very old.
I'm incredibly old.
Sorry.
But I look very good.
No, you look great.
Thank you so much.
You don't look a day over, less than 1,000.
You don't look a day over dead.
You're good.
Thank you so much. I just got my shell inscribed. Did you see?
Yeah.
You mentioned that before.
Oh, I did?
Yes.
Huh. There's been a few songs, so it's been a while.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. Sometimes I fall asleep while I'm talking. Anyway, old Foon was incredible. We hadn't learned how to hate each other yet.
Oh.
So every...
Beautiful phrase.
Thank you.
I'm just thinking about our podcast. I feel like episode 1 or maybe 2, we hadn't learned to hate each other yet.
Yeah.
But then we learned so fast.
Yeah, by 3, I think.
Yeah, flower.
Around the year 3000, we figured out how to hate each other, too. So, it all works out. But it was a different time. Everyone was learning how to walk, learning how to sing. The great prayers hadn't been written yet, so... It was a time of exploration and free love, baby.
Ooh, well, we're looking for lovers and fighters.
Oh, at the same time?
I think so. Can I ask, Hildy, You said everyone was learning to walk, learning to sing. Mm-hmm. What were the first attempts at walking like? Mm-hmm. What were some of the failures that led to success?
Well, some of the great failures are, of course, eels.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Fucking eels.
Fucking idiots. I mean, come on.
They were never going to walk.
I know. That's why foo and gave them the power of lightning.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was their gift as recompense for not being able to walk.
Slide than walk.
Yeah, eels trying to walk. It's like best case scenario, you're going to be a fucking snake.
Exactly.
Did you know that there's a band on your world called Eels?
Yeah. Oh, I love eels.
And people often tweet at me. They wrote a song called I Love Birds.
Oh, yeah, eels.
And I listened to it. It's beautiful.
It is good, yeah.
I love that song.
I love eels. I don't remember that. It's a band, but it's one person. I can see your eyes glazing over, but it's interesting to me.
You never sing songs. So
yeah,
what
do you
song.
Sing a song we can cut out?
All right, I'm going to start singing now. I'm going to cut that out, but it was beautiful. I did a really good job.
Yes.
Why are you all crying?
That was gorgeous.
No, I stubbed my toe.
Oh.
Oh, I thought I had heard all the great prayers, but that one was incredible.
Hildy, now you mentioned something before the break that I want to talk about.
Yes, Flotus?
You mentioned that you had many husbands.
Oh. Well. So it all comes out.
Over the years, did you just collect them, or did you...
Yeah, your hand is covered in rings.
Oh,
every
yes.
finger is just... to the brim.
I know. I had to, you know, I tried to shrink my arm so that it could go all the way up, but it
Wait, what?
What? I tried to shrink
so
my arms.
So the rings could go all the way up?
Yeah.
Make more room for them,
yeah.
I guess. Is that what you were thinking?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, do you know what string is? We'll talk about it later.
Imagine a rope, but smaller.
Oh, a small rope.
Oh,
yes.
I'd say it's thinner.
How did
thinner,
you try
yes,
to shrink your arm?
Well, I would try just to let one hang loose while I swam with the other three.
So like atrophy.
Maybe if she's done that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that with all my limbs.
I think if you can swim with one arm, you should win atrophy.
How would you try to do that with all your limbs? You'd sink to the bottom.
Oh, not while swimming, just while sitting in a tavern for about 4 years.
Oh, Yeah, I guess I've never sat anywhere for 4 years. Water moves you, you know? Hey, I should write that down.
It is a beautiful sentiment.
Well, it's a fact. Water does move you, literally.
Oh, that's also
I am
true.
Less mobile than a thousands of year old turtle.
I don't think that's fair.
Well, turtles are pretty fast.
Yeah.
Turtles
and
are
very
fast.
And I work out.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's your workout regimen like?
I eat electric eels, and then honestly, they move through me in such a way that I sometimes end up all halfway across Foon by the time I'm done.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's called involuntary cardio arrest.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Because it's illegal. Yeah.
Are you like infibulating yourself?
I guess I'm not familiar with that term, but if that means you swallow electric eels and then they move through you in such a way that you violently twitch across Earth, then yes, then that is what it is.
Oh. Sounds painful.
Yeah, but I look good.
You do.
Thank you.
You look good.
Thank you. So, yes, I've had many husbands.
At the same time?
I have a rule about husbands. It's it doesn't make sense.
Well, then we definitely want to hear it.
I mean, most of the show doesn't make sense.
You know, if I'm on land, I can have one husband at a time. And if I'm in the ocean, I can have two at a time.
One if by land?
Yeah, two if by sea. But, you know, because I spend my summers on land and my winters in the ocean.
That's nice. Well, do you, let's say you spend a summer on land, you have one husband, you go back to the ocean. Is that two different husbands or do you add a husband to the first one?
Well, whenever I'm in the ocean, oh, I see. I can have two aquatic husbands at any given time.
So it's separate from the land husband.
Separate from the one land husband.
Understood.
Land husbands can find each other much faster. There's more conventions. Underwater, everyone keeps to themselves. Everyone's in school, they're burrowing, it's different.
That makes perfect sense to me. How long do your husbands tend to live, or do you just collect more and more as you go along?
I just keep going, usually.
That's cool.
Because different species have different, you know, life.
Sure.
So you don't always marry another turtle?
Oh, no.
Oh,
boring.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, you said you had a tentacle scorp. Was that a husband or just a fling?
Oh, right.
Oh, that was just a fling. I was in my early 2000s, and it was just a different time.
They say that the brain doesn't solidify into sort of who you are or going to be until you're like 2,500 or something.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a turtle doesn't reach her sexual peak until about
I'm still waiting for mine.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Hey, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. When did it happen for whatever you are?
I don't know. I mean, it probably passed, but I'm just trying to be optimistic about it.
Good for you. There's a little something written on my shell about that, actually. Can you see it?
No, we have. We've seen you.
We saw it, yeah.
Yeah.
And we might be cursed.
I think we are.
Are you enjoying your pineapple kookadoo?
Oh, I am. Thank you. Is there any in my teeth?
Don't think so. No, no.
She
you look
doesn't
good.
Have any teeth. She's just like a beak.
This is beautiful. I haven't relaxed like this in centuries.
Yeah, and you've earned it. You have earned it.
Thank you.
You're
That's
welcome.
What I say. If mm-hmm. I could find any of my children, I just hope they'd say the same.
Oh.
Where are your kids?
Goddesses, help me if I know. This is the thing about being a turtle. You lay eggs and then you run away.
Oh, well, I mean...
You don't raise your kids?
Goddesses, no.
Well, what do you do?
Did I not say this before? Life is nothing if you can crack your shell.
I don't know if she said that before.
Did she say that before?
It's written all over my back. Can anybody here read?
I can read.
Thank you, Flotus.
Brag.
Edmund Braggart.
Just answering the question.
Seabrag, you old Seabrag.
She asked me a question and I answered it.
Let me ask you a question, Hildy. I don't want to be rude. You said that you get missions from an unknown remote source. Are mm-hmm. you one of Charlie's turtles?
Well, we were never told who our boss was, but maybe.
Aren't you familiar with Charlie's turtles?
No.
It's a collection of terrapins that receive missions to go and do right. So maybe not if she's robbing a boat.
Wow.
Sinking a boat.
Yeah, we'd hear the floor rumble, and then we'd say, a loosey clue!
So it's a clue that's come loose?
Yeah, exactly.
And then when you got your treasures, would you, keep less, bury more? Like, what would you do with those?
Cameron Diaz.
Hildy, I actually have a question. What kind of stuff do you do when you're cruising? That's a weird segue.
Oh, that's okay. Kind of stuff I do. Well, I like to meet people. I've met many of my husbands while cruising. I love shuffleboard. Have you played it?
You know what? I have.
Really?
You know, back on my world, I briefly spent some time working on a cruise ship.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, have you told us this?
I haven't told you this. I don't fucking tell you everything.
Can you try?
Were you a captain? A chef?
No, I was something far more important.
Oh.
I was an improviser/sketch performer for a famous theater that would not contractually let me tell people I worked for them.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were some of the activities you do on the cruise ship besides shuffleboard and disappointing audiences?
Basically, what I would do is, you know, I would sail the same circuit week after week. And, you know, we'd get into port and I'd take my laptop with me to like a cabana or a bar or something. And if they had Wi-Fi, I'd download TV shows and then I'd get back on the ship and I would watch them.
And is that what people do on cruises in Earth?
People who work on cruises in a capacity where they don't actually do very much, yes.
Okay.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Hildy, is that anything that you do on cruises?
I do watch a lot of shows, but they're not very funny.
Oh.
Oh, so improv shows.
Well, Hildy, I'm just excited that we're going to spend some time with you on this ship and just kind of, you know what, maybe we should spend this week relaxing. Well, you know, we've all been on a hard quest. We've been traveling across Foon for a long time. Maybe we should take this week and just kind of like take the cruise mentality. Let's have some drinks.
Yeah.
Let's lay out on the deck.
Yes. Take a little break. Life is incredibly long.
And we're already 2 episodes back into the season. We need a break.
Barney, you can draw me like one of your Earth girls.
Exactly.
This will be great.
Oh, but before we do that, this is very important responsibility that we should not forget. You know, listener, you can email us at magictavern. What's that?
Listeners, you can C-mail us.
You can C-mail us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. And
It's a real C-mail
it's
address.
It's a real C-mail address. And, you know,
can you try, Arnie? Just try to support
Ray. You know me. I cannot. And you can ask us questions or you can give us advice on how we can defeat the Dark Lord.
You can also contact me by crossing your arms as you sleep.
putting a hot towel over your face, speaking the words, Usador is the best, Usador is the best, and I want to hear all his songs.
Or they can follow you on Twitter.
At Usador the Blue.
Anyway, here's an email.
Follow you on Seater.
Yes.
Oh, sea turtle. All right, so here's an email that I... of all the things you decided to pay attention to. All right. Here's a sea mail.
Thank you.
Subject line, do centaurs shit while they walk? You know what? That's enough of that one. Chunt, did you get any sea mails?
The answer was yes, by the way.
You would have to imagine they do.
Of course.
I have a sea mail here. This is from Chris Kirk.
Yours are emails.
Wow. I have an email. This is from Chris Kirk. Chris says, hello, Arnie, Usador, and Chunt. Hello, guest, if there is one.
There is!
Oh, my God.
Hilly, this is somebody from Earth saying hello to you.
Oh, can they hear me?
Eventually.
Oh.
If they're still listening.
I just earned my master's degree in composition and was wondering, what is composition? Like composting?
I think it's like drawing. It's like drawing, but it's...
So you don't know?
I don't know.
You can just say you don't know. Mm-hmm. I just earned my master's degree in composition and was wondering if Foon has a degree system, and if so, what that looks like. Love the podcast and hope you all survive the vast wilderness of Foon. We do have a degree system, so what happens is, depending on where you live or if you're in a certain part of the ocean, things get hotter or colder, so you add degrees or you lose degrees.
Yeah, and also, we have survived the wilderness of Foon, and we're much more likely now to die at sea.
Oh.
Also, Chunt, you're on Twitter as well.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Chunt with six T's, and I'm also on Instagram as Chunt Baby. That's Chunt with one T, to mix it up.
And you can follow me at Magic Tavern on Twitter.
Should I get a new Twitter that's Chunt with six C's? C spelled S-E-A-S?
How about Chunt with seven C's?
Ooh, why seven? Are you high?
How many...
Is he still high?
How many C's are there in Foon?
How many C's are there in Foon? Is this a riddle?
Mm-hmm.
How many C's are there?
If the O's are separated, I suppose each O could be two C's.
Here we go.
There are 27 C's in Foon.
Oh.
Was going to let you figure that out by yourselves, but honestly, I've swam them all.
What's your favorite?
Ecuador.
What's your least favorite?
Schomburg,
yeah.
Schomburg Sea.
Know what? Did you ever do improv shows on a cruise ship?
Well, once they asked me to come up.
Oh, and?
Yeah, during a show.
What happened?
Oh, it was incredible. Two of the people in the little troupe stood on either side of the stage, and then they were doing a scene that was imaginary on the spot. And then all of a sudden, they would touch my shell, and I would get to talk. But what they didn't know is I just grabbed their hands, and I kept it on my shell so I could talk for the entire show. I got a standing ovation, and they allowed me to drive the ship.
Ooh. Wow. And did that person doing their little skit, did they die forever since they touched your shell?
Oh, I'm not allowed to say.
But that sounds like a yes.
Well, we won't see them anymore in this world if you're picking up what I'm putting down.
We hear you loud and clear.
Oh, thank you, my ring.
Oh, it's... Yep, there you go. Ooh, she swallowed it.
Ow, my teeth.
She doesn't have teeth.
Far be it from me to criticize, but someone's wordplay started to get... See, exhausting. Usador the Wizard was performed in all his pantsless glory by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adol Refai. Hildy Shiblin, the ancient sea turtle, was played by Olivia Nielsen. So nice to hear a giant sea turtle not troweling out dime store parenting advice to lost clownfish. To find out more about Olivia and her upcoming shows, visit OliviaWestNielsen.com. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, who did such a good job of not mentioning Second City as his cruise ship employer. Matt Young and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi.
Great job.
Again with the interruption. For future reference, special assistance is never a bookend. If anything, it's a pity credit. DeGiorgi was probably the only one around with an HBO password or a belt. Where was I? The Hello from the Magic Tavern logo is by Allspice Lautrec. Original theme song by Drew Javelinville. Sea Shanty variation of the theme song by Arnie Parrott. To hear more more of Arnie's music, check out his website, atptunes.com. Arnie throws himself into his work instead of connecting with people, so he created an alternate version of our theme with lyrics. And what the hell, I'm playing us out on it. Until next time, consider me painfully aware they've done a What If By Land, Two If By Sea thing 2 weeks in a row. Auf Wiedersehen!
Seven dragons and a baby in the arboretum. The baby loves the plants because he really wants to eat them. But Ness and Bugs the hostas were some scary, angry mandrakes. The baby freaking panics, so the dragons make him pancakes. Seven dragons and a baby, sleepy and quite maudlin. They stumbled upon Ken the wizard, yelling at a goblin. They find him rather charming, thinking what's with all the cat hate. He summons forth the table and the baby makes them pancakes. Seven dragons and a baby ever lost at sea, recounting all their favorite scenes from Getting Nuts Season 3. The eight of them agree that they preferred it without ad breaks, but they all support the artist, so Blue Apron sends them pancakes.